It is Friday, June 7th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin-Brown, Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
How are you guys holding up?
Very well, thank you.
It's going okay.
It's going well.
And the Iceland thing is also going okay,
From
I see
what
on
I
Facebook.
Understand, Kyle uh-huh. is enjoying Iceland immensely.
You know, I would say that's weird, but I'm fixing to go to a camping event where people put on armor and hit each other with sticks. So
to each their own.
I have no room. However, if you're in town this weekend and you know Ed McClure.
I do.
You really must go to the Rogers Little Theater production of Lombardi.
Oh, that's right. It opens this weekend, correct?
It does. And Ed is playing the lead. We all know he can play comedy because we've all seen him in Greater Tuna. And he's hysterical.
I've actually never seen him perform.
Oh, well, in Greater Tuna, he plays six or seven or eight roles that are very different. Quick change, very little change
sure.
of costume. This is a very serious, dramatic role. And I got a text from him 2 weeks ago that said, this is hard.
Oh, well, it's probably much different. He's, I think, more used to being on perhaps the director's side.
I think so. But anymore. Brenda Nemec, who's directing this production, says that all the things that embody Lombardi, perseverance, hard work, sacrifice, dedication, all apply to Ed, too, and that it's going to be a great show.
Well,
and some of our Gridiron colleagues are in it.
I know Justin Stewart, isn't it?
I don't know who else is, but I know that you should go. It's 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, and again next weekend, and tickets start at $10 at Rogers Little Theater. Also this weekend, it's part of the Bentonville Art and Culinary Festival.
Yes, going on all throughout the month of June. Plenty of things.
It's an art walk
mm-hmm.
with wonderful artists like Ruan Ewing, who combines beading with the fact that she's a blacksmith and bends metal.
Beading, like sewing beads onto
yes.
clothing?
Well, making jewelry out of beads.
Oh.
Sometimes seed beads, the tiny little ones.
Okay.
Sometimes things that she finds on the beach.
So,
she travels to Central and South America.
So what kind of art does she make? Does she make jewelry?
She makes jewelry.
Okay. So out of the beads and the metal
yes.
working. Okay.
Because she found out that she could bend steel wire the same way she could bend steel.
Oh.
And they're gorgeous.
Okay.
Pearls and found sea glass and just beautiful. And if that's not for you,
uh-huh.
John Two Hawks is going to be debuting his new CD, Beautiful World, this weekend.
That's right.
At the Art Walk. And if you've never seen John perform or talked to John, he is one of the most spiritual people that I think I've ever met. But he's taken off on this new direction, using a lot more strings and keys and a lot more vocals in addition to the Native American flute.
Yes, I believe he talked to Kyle about it a while back, and we got to hear some snippets from the CD.
So here's a great quote. Today's thought. Beauty is not just about the sun shining, but about the shadow the sun casts.
Mm.
So he will be doing a meet and greet from 2 to 4 on Saturday at the Norberta Philbrook Gallery and will perform at Majesty Republic from 6 to 8 p.m. Saturday. The art walk is from 4 to 9 p.m. today and 9 to 2 on Saturday on the Bentonville Square. Of course, this weekend is also Thunder on the Mountain.
It is. Started Thursday.
Kevin Kinder, our music writer, is not camping this time.
He's not. We had quite the adventure with Wakarusa last weekend.
I understand there were flying canopies and flying chairs, and he has a great photo in today's What's Up of some poor guy who was trying to walk in the mud, just gave up, fell down, and laid there. People were afraid he was dead.
He was just laying there when we came upon him. I don't know that he actually fell. I think he may have just laid down and embraced
up.
It. I think he just embraced the situation.
I think that's the same word Kevin used. He embraced the situation. Mm-hmm. They promised to have the festival grounds under control, something done about the mud. And if mm-hmm. you want to see country headliners like Luke Bryan and Toby Keith and Easton Corbin and Big and Rich, Gretchen Wilson, you should get on out to Mulberry Mountain. The shows are ongoing as we speak, and tickets for 3 days are around $150, 2 days around $140, thunderonthemountain.com. Also this weekend, Eureka Springs has a new second weekend event series that starts with a performance on Saturday night by Brewer and Shipley.
Okay.
Out of nowhere. Who knew? 5 to 7 p.m. at Basin Spring Park, and it is free. If you don't know them, their biggest hit was One Toke Over the Line in 1970.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Spin Doctors are performing Saturday. Huh. Love the Spin Doctors. They sold more than 5 million copies of Pocketful of Kryptonite, which came out in 1991, and have a new blues album called If the River Was Whiskey. They perform at 10:30 Saturday night at Cherokee Casino in West Siloam Springs. And I'd like to tell you I'll be back on Sunday, but I really won't, but I'll seem to be.
Okay, and we will explain that better on Sunday. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.